So, probably not. I was unaware that the evidence for my case needed to go with the application, so it was sent a little incompletely. I do have it readily available here. I just use it's not in front of me.
I think what if we just say, Jeremy, if you could send that evidence and give it to the assessor.
Here she is.
Okay.
Rhonda can explain everything here. Here, you can set the computer.
Okay. So I've been listening. And so what they give me on their assessment form every year is a value of that specific category, a number value, and they pick their depreciation schedule. So everything that they put on is exactly what I put in. As far as the depreciation tables, I don't know that we have any say over that. I think that comes from the state, I'm assuming.
State and IRS. We put in the tables.
Right.
Everybody else has to put in the state. That's what Kyle puts in the system.
But the program that you have allows you to input other information than they may provide you, correct, or not?
When I talk to them, I tell them, you know, they can always call me and change it. I put in just exactly what they tell me. If they do changes on their side, we don't – business personal property is not something we go out and police. We don't go in there and count what they have or go check anything. So they could always call me, and I can change that. So we can always make changes throughout the year. That's not a problem. So if he told me the wrong numbers, I can always go in and change that for him. But again, I just go by what he gives me.
Yeah.
So he in writing, just like what we received here that we gave you copies to show you. We need it in writing from them because assessment lists are signed.
Yeah.
So if I were to email you in writing to say that the rendition supplied to you was the assets were not assessed according to true value of money, this asset listing is, that you'd be open to making that adjustment?
Well, I guess I don't know what you mean. So the value you gave me is not true to what? Sorry, I'm not understanding.
I think what's confusing them, Jeremy, is that they ask you for what's the value of your property, and you gave them a value, and what you're saying now is, well, wait a second, that really isn't the value of our property. And if that's the case, I think they are saying, you know, you can adjust that. But I mean, obviously, we're now at this point. I think they're asking the question, why is it not that amount? What I heard you earlier about to say is, I think we're gonna make a motion to table this, allow you to provide the information, see if you can come to an agreement, and if that changes, it does. If not, then I guess we can hear you again. Would that be reasonable for Hobby Lobby and Dress for Less?
Yes, sir.
Is that?
I will second that motion.
Okay, we're going to table it to the 26th, which is 7th.
Yes.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, we're going to. And we're going to ask the BOE 488 and Hobby Lobby and 490 Ross Dress for Less. We have a motion to table. We have a second. I'll second it. We'll put it on the 26th of July, and we'll get you a time that we'll call you, but it's probably either going to be morning or afternoon, if that's okay with you, Jeremy. We're not going to give you a specific time because we just don't know when we're going to get to it. Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Okay, please provide that. I don't know exactly what you have or if it's something they can work with you with, but I, assuming that they can, you know, hopefully we'll get this resolved, but I don't, since we don't have it in front of us, it would be pretty difficult for us to change anything. Okay?
Understood.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You had a motion and a second. You didn't vote.
Okay. I'm sorry. We'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. We table it. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, guys. Next, on to Christopher and Bethany Peasley, probably a nightly rental.
Did a call?
Yeah, I'm going to make a call on this.
If we were to have denied that, would that go to the state tax commission?
It would.
I think
and
that.
I was thinking about doing that, yeah. But it sounds like to me that we've got somebody who's relatively new to this state and mm-hmm. didn't understand how you did it, and I'm hoping that maybe
he can provide
they
evidence.
Can provide it and you guys yeah. come to agreement. If you can't, then we'll do what they're going to do. I don't know that we can change anything is my concern.
Personal property is an honest man's tax.
Well, and we don't have any reason to believe that they aren't. I think they just misunderstood what
no,
they
I'm
were
saying we
supposed
just,
to fill in.
We don't say, I'm not saying they're not honest. I'm just saying we just trust them. We don't go out, as Rhonda
right.
says, we don't police that.
Right.
If you say you have 10 cows and you got a herd of 100, we don't go out counting them. We just take what you put on your list and we go with it.
Unless your neighbor who's mad about the smell turns
and
you in.
Yes, that does happen.
That does happen.
Okay, I can go ahead and call Peasley. Just I'm just trying to pull it up here.
Just one.
This is BOE 248. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. Do you have a few minutes?
I do.
All right. I don't know if we're early or late on yours. I think we're late. Yep, we are. That's just the kind of day it's been. Do you have a nightly rental issue going on, or what's...
I wanted challenge the position of how my property is classified as 100% commercial.
Okay. Did you don't have an issue with evaluation, it's just the classification then?
Correct.
Okay. With respect to the property itself, do you have any other properties here in Taney County?
I do not.
Okay. And you all use this as both vacation and also put it in a nightly rental?
Correct. It's a second home for me, and then when I'm not using it, I'm 100% remote employee, so I work periodically from there as well, and then when I'm not utilizing it, then I periodically rent it out.
All right. To be consistent with what we've been doing in the past, if you just have one property in Taney County and you put it in a nightly rental program, what we've been doing on your first one is that we give you a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you purchase any other properties after that for nightly rental, then we classify them as 100% commercial. Does that mixed-use sound reasonable to you?
It does sound reasonable, yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think so. Just quick clarification on that. Is that on a 2023 calendar year going forward, or how is that applied?
That is applied till the next assessment cycle in a couple of years. Is that correct? Unless something changes.
Yeah, it's for 23 and 24, and then in 25 it can change.
So they can look at it again and see if you've got any more properties or whatever the case may be. But it may stay that way for a while. Just don't know if she reassesses it or not. Okay. With respect to BOE number 248, I would make a motion that we've classified as mixed use. 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Chris, we appreciate your time. And sorry we're a little late calling you.
All right. Thank you all.
You'll get a decision and in the mail. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got a name I cannot possibly pronounce.
Yogi Gupta.
Okay.
Can I say something before you call him?
Okay, what is this?
He's saying that his unit is, his value, it's worth $1,200,000, and the assessor agrees. I found comps, and it should be right what he wants.
So we're agreeing with
this? I do agree. $1,200,000.
Which hotel is it?
Huh?
Scenic Hills.
Scenic Hills?
Yeah, Scenic Hills Hotel, and then the comps that I found are recent, and they're on either side of it. So because this is an interior doorway hotel, yeah, it's worth a little more than the Peachtree, but it's worth less than the Southern Oaks on Shepherd Hills. Yeah. So.
Who's the gentleman I'm talking to, or person? Do you know?
It says O'Connor and Associates.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling in. We may be a little late. I'm not sure who we're supposed to be calling.
This is Robbie. I'm calling from O'Connor and Associates.
Okay. Robbie, I think we're probably going to get you out of here pretty quick. Sorry, we're calling late. But it sounds like to me you have submitted a proposed assessed value of $1,200,000. Is that correct?
One second. Let me pull it up. I was working on something else right now. That's correct.
Okay,
he's also got an exemption up there for something.
Intangible exempt by property tax code. Okay, there was a valuation. We were going to make a motion here, but I need to clarify something. You've got other bases that says intangible exempt by property tax code.
Basically, it's just the owner of the property has actually had an emergency, so he's not able to supply the financials right now. But he briefly, explained to me that he did a little bit under $350,000 in revenue last year.
Okay.
And basically, what I did on that $350,000 was apply it to all the counties in Missouri. I just didn't get a feel of what they've been doing expenses wise. Here in Texas, we use anywhere from 70 to 75%, but I believe in Missouri they're using 65 to 68% depending on which county. So I did on that $350,000. What I did was apply a 65% expense on that, and on that 65% expense, sure, I'm getting $122,500. NOI, and I'm applying,
Okay, let me help you here for a second. I think we're both trying to get to the same place. There were some comps provided or found, and if you're trying to get down to the 1.2, I believe the assessor has now agreed. Is it okay?
On this property?
That is correct. Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, do you want to withdraw whatever the other argument was here on the intent? If she gets down to $1.2 million as you've requested, are you withdrawing whatever that other basis is, the intangible exempt by property tax code?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. 1.2, we can settle on that.
All right. I would make a motion that we deny the other basis for appeal, but reduce the value to $1,200,000 for appraised value.
Second.
There's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. You'll get a copy of the letter in the mail.
It's not in the system that way.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, of course, but I wanted to make sure. I think you were just trying to get to that 1.2, and we already had an agreement, basically, from the assessor.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this worked out perfectly for me because, it's just,
okay.
If it didn't happen here, then I think, I just have to avoid going to the, what's the next step? I forgot, the state tax, whatever.
State tax commission, right.
Yeah, I wanted to avoid that as much as I can, but I just want to close out Missouri now.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the call late. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
Okay, we've got the Abbott Trust, Lenexa, Kansas, exclusive.